while we're getting our next... oh, Michelle, are you ready? Okay. Michelle Boulay is going to be our next performer. She's going to present some spoken word to us while she's walking up to the microphone. I'd like to say that don't forget Laura, who is working, slaving to keep us well-fed and smiling. So don't forget to thank her, as we all should. And I think that's my public service. Oh, yes, the other
Very
thing is
short.
We've got a lot of people here tonight on the list, so please be ready to go as soon as the performer before you is moving away from the mic. You should be moving up to it. And so, without further ado, Michelle Boulay with a word for you.
Hibernation. Okay, that's it. No, I'm just kidding. That kind of winter, your matted pelt pulls so tight around your hungry bones, and you dream of trees leafy with green, and you sniff for bees buzzing slow with sleep. That kind of spring brings the arduous climb to higher branches for the view of endless sky and maybe bees. Warm winds ruffle your sweaty fur, shedding now in great mildewed clumps as you creep upward, branch by branch, hoping for bees alive with honey, while clear, clean clouds beg for a higher climb. Then the top is here, a diamond sharp blue. And then, losing your grip, your ravaged paws so hungry, and the fall, free fall, spiraling downward, like falling in love, plummeting such a long way. But stops abruptly before the disaster of a hard surface of ground, and instead prompts a wild urge to fly, a desire to leave the damp dirt once again. Feathers sprout from the middle of your back, making a tiny flap, and incandescent wings grow like a bee's, tiny and translucent, yet mighty with the power of wind, enough to keep you flying, soaring over the trees, near the clouds, smelling honey. Your winter fur is now scattered on the ground far below. It's the small things, leaves and honey, clouds and branches, blue sky and gossamer wings. We wake from hibernation and search for radiance, the smell of honey, the sound of leaves, and, oh, those beautiful bees. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.